So it definitely is like an opportunity to network and to, you know, show respect to other people in the scene. And I think that's what's dope about, you know, you, Raza, and putting it on even, is like you really reached out to people who are in the community. And
absolutely, you know, and yeah, I hate to cut you off, but we gotta get out of here, man. We're bumping up against our time. There's another show on at 8.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Absolutely. I look forward to rocking with you on Friday. Hit me up whenever, and we'll rock soon.
Yeah, follow us at Lightworks Event on Twitter and at Lightworks Beat Show on Instagram.
I'll put up all their links, too,
for people that want to see. We got a new mix up there by that DJ L. Shout him.
Nice, definitely.
Shout to him.
Check the tape. Yeah,
Lightworks, check it out. And
Friday.
LFODradio.com tomorrow.
Name of the game is Lightworks.
We got a new podcast dropping. Skybar is up next. We'll see y'all Friday night.
Love. Name of the game is Lightworks.
WMFO in Medford, Sky by here. These are the Sex Pistols. that, of course, was the Sex Pistols with Pretty Vacant. Right now, my mouth's pretty vacant. I had two teeth extracted this afternoon. But we'll get through this thing. Monday night, I went to see Pete Clymer and some people from Girls, Guns, and Glory do a Steve Earle CD called Guitar Town. Actually, his name's Greg Clymer. Did I say Pete? Greg Clymer, Girls, Guns, and Glory, did a 1986... A guy named Steve Earle came out with an album called Guitar Town. And Steve Earle is a bit of a country renegade. He doesn't really fit into the what you would call, I think it's now just pop country, and it's all saccharine music. But he trailblazed a lot of stuff. He morphed into rock. He does some folk. He's put out like at least seven or eight CDs. So I'm going to try to cull his work down to like four songs, which isn't easy, but show a little bit of his countryside, his rock side. And one thing about Steve Earle, he's not afraid to make a stand. He's very outspoken on things such as the war, immigrants, guns, things of that nature, the death penalty. And I remember when I saw him at the outbreak, I think it was the Avalon. And it was just the start of the Iraq War. And at the time, most people had bought in and they were gung-ho and going over there and kicking some tail. And he was one of the first guys that was very outspoken against going to Iraq. And especially in the country world, that's not a popular stand. Just ask the Dixie Chicks how that worked out. But I went to see him on the drum kits. It was No War in Iraq. Big banners up. And I myself if you listen to the show, I'm fairly liberal. I was in that camp with him on the war. But most people weren't, so it was kind of a stand that was not that popular in the music he was putting out at the time anyway, but I'm going to get to it. This is Guitar Town, and play three or four from Earl, and after that, don't worry, we're going to, it is a Sky Bar show, so we're going to rock out a little bit more after that, but here we go.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just that often bound for San Antonio with a radio blasting and the bird dog on. There's a speed trap up ahead of Selma town, but no local yoga gonna shut me down. Cause me and my boys got this rig unwound, and we'll come 1,000 miles from a guitar town. Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kinda just hang around. But I heard someone calling my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jap guitar. Now I'm smoking in a Texas with a hammer down and a rocking little combo from a guitar town. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? I love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wondering why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the rise, I make my stand. Pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar town.
Thank you. my name's John Lee Pettimore. Same as my daddy and his daddy before. You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. He only come a town about twice a year. You buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Everybody knew it made money shine. Now the revenue man wanted granddaddy bad. He'd left a holler of everything he had. For my time, but I've been told he never come back from Copperhead Road. In a big black Dodge, bought it at an auction at the Mason's Lodge. Shots of candy sheriff painted on the side. Just shot a coat of primer and looked inside. Well, him and my uncle tore that engine down. You remember that rumbling sound. And then the sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wasn't right. He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
Everybody apart.
right. WMFO in Medford from Steve Earle. That was Here I Am off of El Corazon. Cuphead Road from the CD by the same name. That was his big breakthrough hit for him back in 88. And Guitar Town from the CD by the same name. Gonna switch gears now. Here is some Rancid.
off. They let him seal our fate. So I think it's time that you all start to think about getting by without that need to go out and find some. Yeah.
33 WMFON Medford. Ripping through those tunes, rock and roll. That was Pearl Jam with Lightning Bolt off CD by the same name. Before that, Local Action from The Outlets, one of my favorite all-time local songs, Knock Me Down. The Replacements with IOU, Jim Carroll Band, It's Too Late. And Rancid kicked that thing off with The Last One to Die. Right now is a band called Vintage Trouble.
Well, I don't find, but I ain't gonna try. chatterbox. Saturday and Sunday, everybody rocks.
7 nights a rock. Uh-huh. 7 nights a roll. Mm-hmm. 7 nights.
I'm gonna show my face with a different woman in a different place.
7 nights a rock.
Well, I got 7 nights to roll.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Was the Knockups with Knock You Up. Before that, The Connection, Seven Nights, Vintage Trouble, Another Baby, Barons with Phil and Savages, Hey Hey Little Girl, and I think that's it. And it's 8:43 WMFO in Medford. The Knockups are going to be in this year's Rumble. The lineup just came out a couple days ago. I'll probably do something, a show revolving around that somewhere down the road. It's going to be at Once Club this year, which is on Highland Ave. It's a pretty nice venue. I'm going to continue the music now. Got through it here with the sore mouth, but I'm just sitting here playing tunes so I can get through it. This is a song called Fed Up.
His credit card. Think he had the wildest of hearts. Living in the town was a drag. The more you struck, the more you sank. She sold her mask while sleeping in body bags. Living in the town was a drag. Sunset beneath the power lines. It's cars versus dust tonight before the vampires come alive. And she's screaming, wake up! Is anyone else getting fed up? Holding out for the wishing well to pull us from the wreck. Stand up, stand up. We won't be the faded ones. Another silhouette. Is anyone else getting sick? We'll be right back.
their good old ways on the newest lies. Fast talk, cable boxed, fossilized. In the coolest of nights like this, there's not a pulse in this ghost town. Now the powerhouse burned up, and the traffic got closed down. We climbed to the roof to watch the drag race sunset beneath the power lines. It's called first dusk tonight before the vampires come alive. We climbed to the roof to watch the drag race sunset beneath the power lines. It's called first dusk tonight before the vampires come alive. And she's screaming, wake up!
right, WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. That was the Orwells with Who Needs You off CD Disgraceland. Before that, Springsteen with Meet Me in the City from the Ties That Bind, the River Collection. He's currently on tour. I saw the Boston show. Fantastic show. I was thinking about going out to Brooklyn. And the tickets actually aren't bad, but to stay somewhere would run like $350 a night, which defeats the purpose for me, so I won't be going out to Brooklyn. Before that, AM Taxi with Fed Up off of We Don't Stand a Chance. That about does it for me. I will see you next week. I'm going to leave you with one by a band called The Interrupters, who they're kind of a fuse between ska and reggae and rock. I saw them open up for Rancid back at Avalon a few years ago. They haven't been back since, but I'd like to see them on their own in a smaller room. I think that would be kind of good, because I did find them entertaining. Anyway, these are The Interrupters. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader, or will you follow? Are you a fighter, or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? They show up in black suits on your street and our mid boots, and then silence you. What you gonna say when they strip your rights away and the tax man makes you pay? Just so unjust, and the jury must discuss. Say you don't look like one of us. We're gonna turn. Now the court has been adjourned, and the lessons that you've learned are not as many as the bridges burn. Are you a leader, or will you follow? Are you a fighter, or will you cower? It's